turn on the mics, they work now?
Yep.
Everybody's got their mic on? Okay. All right, I'd like to call to order the regular monthly meeting of the St. Mary's Historic Preservation Commission for Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. Kay Westburn, I'm sitting in for Peggy Trader, whose husband had surgery today, and I talked with Peggy, and he's doing fine. So we'll start with call, with the roll call, please, Jeff, you want to?
Okay. Heidi Benz, not here. Julie Banks.
Here.
Fred Montieri.
Here.
Peggy Trader, also not here. Kay Westburn.
Here.
Chris Dunn.
Here.
And Monty Voss.
Here.
Thank you. Okay, we have the approval of minutes for March 21st meeting. You all have a copy, are there any additions or corrections?
Make the motion to approve.
Your second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose no? Thank you. Okay, we don't have any presentations, do we? Okay, all right. This is the time for granting audience to the public. If there's anyone here who is not here looking for a certificate of appropriateness and would like to address the commission, please step forward and do so. No? Okay. All right, we'll move on to new business. We have, okay, we have postponed the request from Gayla Brandon, so we'll move on to the tree removal of Phyllis Porter. And this is for 205 East Conyers Street, and you have in your packets pictures.
Obviously, you had a storm here, so we're going to get the pictures now.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we can believe you without the... Yeah.
This is very interesting. My cousin, some of you may know him, Charlie Smith Jr.
Yeah.
Did a 4-H project about 65 years ago in my mother's backyard and planted a lot of pine trees, which are now 65 years old and four stories tall and huge. And on one of them, we discovered just in February, it had pine beetles, southern pine beetles in it, and it died, I mean, practically overnight. I couldn't even believe it. And so we immediately called a tree service, but then we knew we had dealt with the tree boards before, and we knew we had to go through them, but then we got a letter almost immediately right after that from the city telling us about this commission, and we had to go before the commission to have a tree removed. So then we started the process. We live in Tampa, so we had to go 250 miles back and forth to take pictures and turn the forms and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, we were here 2 weeks ago and with turning in the forms and the pictures, and you can tell by the pictures that my husband's an engineer, you don't need all that information but anyway, we had Sunday to come to this meeting and hear all, there's just damage everywhere. So obviously, you had a really bad storm.
We had a lot of wind.
A lot of bad wind, that's what happens, and these trees are just, one of my relatives calls them weeds.
Right.
Very, very vulnerable trees.
Right.
So we do need your permission, though, to take the rest of the tree down. The tree company will clean up all the mess that's in the neighbor's yard, and they are relatively understanding, I think.
Well, just for your information, I mean, when the tree is dead or is a threat, Jeff can take, you can just come to his office.
I mentioned that when I brought in the form, I said, can't somebody just ride by there and say, yep, that's a dead tree and it needs to come down? But that was told, no, it has to come before.
Really?
The tree board of this commission. So how do I get that done if it happens? Because this may happen to...
If it happens again, that, you know, those beetles might spread, you don't know where they are, and Jeff has authority to take that down.
I have the permission, so if he come, I'll give him a card.
Is Michelle, is Michelle the one that you're...
Well, Michelle should know that, and so, but it is, it's only if it's an emergency and it's...
Well, I'm saying that it's an emergency, where it was in the yard amongst this stand of pine, it depended on where it, depended on which way the wind was blowing. In this case, it blew over and to a neighbor's yard, but if it, well, I guess that we considered it an emergency, but...
Well, it's obviously dead, so I mean, that's, it's not coming back to life.
I didn't know if that happened, because I'm afraid of the others. The others, there are several, if they fall, they will fall on my home.
Yeah, if you have questions, just, I'm always happy to drive over there and look at it.
Okay, great.
I can make the determination, often I'll come out there and I'll say, Yeah, but it's not really threatening something or it's not emergency.
That's what I needed to hear. We have this attempt, we just call and someone comes out and says, yay or nay, and then you go from there. So I'm glad to hear that. But I was told, no, I had to come before you, I'm sorry to waste your time.
When you're being a nice law body.
I'm sorry you had to do that too.
I really appreciate that.
I really appreciate having this commission because my grandmother's house is down. It used to be on Conyers and Ready Street and it wouldn't be down if this commission had been in effect.
I wondered about that, the house, what that looked like.
We can call Mr. Ford and document other vets and he did a great job with this.
All right, so it's okay to give the tree guys, the okay.
Do we need to vote on that? We do.
Yeah, move to approve.
Since it's in front of us, we might as well.
Okay, Chris made, okay, second, Fred, okay, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Again, thank you so much for being thorough.
Can I just ask you, do you have any pictures or anything of the house that was there?
I have a painting of it that my cousin did.
Is there some way I could contact you after?
Yes, I'm sure that I could scan it.
That's where Joan Holland's house is, Kay. Is that where Joan Holland's house is now?
That's on, if it's on Conyers, it's right.
No, that's Weed.
It's right back here. It's right, right.
We're right over here at Conyers and Ready Street. Across the street from that district.
Right, that's where they took down the trees the other day along that road.
That's another issue.
Okay.
We asked the city if they could possibly come and clear out their right of way with the damage from the hurricane, the trash down there. And they came and cleared out everything.
I know.
Including my grandmother's 90-year-old Zayas.
Oh, no.
So we've had a little issue there with that. It went 30 feet into our yard and all kinds of.
We were concerned about that, but we assumed that something had taken place before.
Somebody just went, and the guy that came over, he was very nice, but he was telling us, you know, what else has been done?
Well, there is a 100-foot right away there, and it could go out pretty far.
We have our property. We have
Yeah, we were a little concerned about the big oak trees and all, even though I know they're old.
They were taken down, and those were healthy trees.
You still
look at the stumps.
I know.
I'm a real tree lover.
Me too. I just assumed it had gone through the channels, because the city was doing it, I didn't know. So I would have stopped and done said something if I thought.
We're exposed now. We had that.
I know. I was told that the property was sold to the Methodist Church. Is that not right?
They were behind us, thought the same thing. And I went to talk to her about it anymore. And she said, that belongs to the Methodist Church. And
that's
I said, no. Then I thought, maybe I should have let her think that.
Well, that is really confusing.
So the Methodist Church owns the corner lot at Norris and Conyers.
On the far end down there. Okay. Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up because I was told 2 weeks ago that a certain lady had bought it for the church and I didn't.
Well, she did. My brother.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. If you would send that picture, I would love to have a picture of that. So this is Five Ash, this is the name of the owner?
Smith was the name of
the owner?
My grandmother's name was Smith.
Okay.
My grandfather came here to be superintendent of schools in the middle 1915, probably.
Okay.
Great. And they were in that house until my grandmother died in the late 60s.
So
Five Ash is my mother's name.
That's
the house is still there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm taking kind of, moving on to the alteration, 104 East Weed Street, Lucy Lyons.
The door that is So we had the flashing replaced twice, and it just caught because the door swells with the humidity, and then it gets cold and shrinks up in the winter, and we have to put tape down the door and go out the back door, because when the breeze comes in the front door, that's where my thermostat is for my furnace, and it keeps the furnace on. So it's been kind of a hassle for a while. So I walk a lot in St. Mary's, and I love the natural wood doors, and was talking to Gary Porter, because he's building his houses that have these beautiful doors in them. And he said, well, let me look for a door for you. So he's been looking, like, probably 6 months or more. And so anyway, this door is what he found, and he said it's early 1900s. He doesn't know an exact date. And when I saw it, I loved it. So I'm asking to replace the existing door with this door.
Is the door that's there now original, do you think?
You know, I have no idea if it is or not.
It's the red one with the single pane.
It's the red one with the single
pane. My guess would be it's not.
I would think so.
It's got a really small.
Yeah.
I saw that. It was odd.
It looks like somebody found the door at the side of the road and stuck it in there. So I don't think that's a concern.
Well, double glass or?
No, I saw it. I was curious if that had been there, because I know y'all did a good job of, you know, restoring the house, and I didn't know. What door look like if it were like 1870s? Does anybody, is it usually a solid door?
Well, it's pretty close to this one.
Kind of like this one.
I would say this is 1880s, so you're not far off the mark on this one. This certainly looks earlier than 1900, I think.
Oh, yeah, a lot. Yeah. I don't have a problem. Okay, do y'all have any comments or?
Move to approve. Who
seconds?
Second.
You second? Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so, Taylor Smith.
Yeah, Terry will do a good job.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah,
he's good.
You dropped the picture.
Okay, old business, we have this application pulled by request. Is there a reason for that, Jeff, or it's pulled for?
Well, let's see. Here's the email I got from Michelle. Social Justice this morning explained I had no letter to Ms. Grace about tonight's meeting. In the letter, I had asked Ms. Grace to give me a call. She was unable to attend, or she had chosen not to remove the tree. Drugsmith is unable to attend due to work, and Ms. Grace is having problems with her foot. She has decided to leave the tree yet for now.
Okay. Well, it doesn't hurt to leave it there. It's just standing there with no top on it, but it's just, you know, it's not going. It's a camphor tree. It may come back.
Yeah, it will.
You know how they are.
Close your eyes and open.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Okay. We'll move on to Christ Episcopal Church alteration to replace existing shingle roof with metal roof. Please come forward.
All right. My name is Art Leonard. I'm on the vestry at Christ Episcopal Church. When I made the application, I think there's been a misunderstanding, because it's to replace the roof on the building that's behind the church. It's the parish hall, which was built around 1990, so it's not historical. So we were just asking for permission to put a metal roof over the existing roof. That's all we're going to do.
Okay. I understand that it's green. Does anybody have any comments before us?
I want to know why was green selected? Because all the other buildings in your complex, I believe, are asphalt shingled, and they're dark charcoal in color. Why was the green selected?
I think because it matches the fauna back there. There's so many trees and shrubs. It blends that nicely. We didn't think the color would be an issue anyway.
Well, I think, you know, Jeff may disagree, but, you know, I was taught that if the color's part of the material, then that's one of our, you know, responsibilities. If it's paint, we don't, we don't bother, and it's not up to us. I was just curious, you know, if there was...
Well, if the color is an issue, we certainly could amend that.
I would just like to see, you know, just like the, just as personal, like the rest of the town, it's usually just a regular standard St. Tin roof to look old, you know, since you do have the old chapel there and all. But I mean, that's, I'm not going here, but I mean, I would, you know, I would like, I don't know, I assume at some time you'll re-roof something else on that property. You know, like the old church especially looks like it could, it's got some missing shingles and... Right.
Do you think you'd go with a metal roof on that, or just go back with the shingles?
It originally started with a tin roof, is why I'm thinking that one, that if everything in town had a silver tin roof, you know, and just trying to get some kind of uniformity.
Well, at the present time, we've got a small limited budget. Mm-hmm. I asked for some quotes, and they were astronomical, so it may be a moot point.
Astronomical for a metal roof?
I'm sorry?
Astronomical for a metal roof?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So we may end up, you know, back where we are right now with shingles. So we need to come back for that.
We could make a motion to approve, and then on condition that, you know, they can afford, and then you have that in the motion that
Actually, if you were replacing it, I believe, with just your shingle roof as a maintenance item,
it's not.
Then we don't. It doesn't come to us anyway.
Yeah, if you're replacing what's there, if you want to change, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that's, you know, that may end up happening. Like that, we don't know right now, depending upon the funds that are available.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm just curious, if that parish hall was built in 1990, what happened to the one that I went, that the Boy Scouts met in 1960?
I couldn't answer
in the same location.
I've only been here about 3 years, so I don't know.
I think it may be this.
I am Steve Mike, I'm on the Deputy as well, and I just pulled this up, camden.org, and that's where we got the information. It was built in 1990.
I would guess that it is an addition.
No, actually, it should be. It says 1940, but the church itself was 1890, somewhere there. But we're not talking anymore. The stone chapel.
No.
Right.
The
yeah, okay. So,
obviously,
it's added on to. Yeah. It's much bigger now than it used to be.
And
but
that's part of the problem with the leaking situation, because it's been added on several times, and the roofs are uneven, and so that's why we thought maybe go with a tin roof until we found out about the price.
I did the same thing.
help me just a minute. The chapel, when you're facing the property, the chapel's on the old chapel's on the left, the big new one's on the right.
Yeah.
There's a little sidewalk that goes right in the middle, and it goes to, and that was the original social hall, right?
That's correct.
And that's been added on to.
And that's got a blue tarp on it now.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And it's been added on to.
Yes.
Right. And this other was added on to that? Is that what you're saying? So, okay.
And that's a good marker. I drove by and looked at it. I thought,
you're right where it was.
That's the section there. Right? I asked the president to say that.
All right.
You couldn't find a historical chart.
Yeah. No. We could ask that.
We might find one.
Yeah, it's not, again, the historical chapel. It's
exactly. Yes, exactly.
I think we're going to go back to...
Okay. I think my concern was seeing the old chapel, the new chapel, and then there's another building, which is a small home or something, that kind of reason that whole complex.
Right.
And then thinking that this is tunneled, and I'm seeing asphalt, and kind of a charcoal color, and then all of a sudden this green, even I understand the thinking that it is going to be harmonious with the leaves, but this green is never a leaf green color. So what I would then see is probably a green patch sticking out to me as much as the blue tarp sticks out now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
So there's a break.
We look at the metal roof as just a one final application. Mm-hmm. We don't have to reshingle, do the tin roof, and we're not
packing. Totally understand that.
And
right.
So that was one of the things we talked about, and not knowing just how expensive it's going to be, right. You're going to pay yearly for it.
So isn't the logical thing to say if you find your benefactor, if they ride in on a gold chariot, and they're willing to ride it, and you're going to go with a roof, we would prefer it not to be green?
Well, on the sample that you brought, you have a charcoal gray in the metal sample. Mm-hmm. That would be really very pretty. That would blend in.
I mean, that would not be a breaking point, that stuff.
Okay.
I
think we totally understand everything about what you're saying about why you want to put a metal one-time mm-hmm. shot, and it started then a trend that you could do with other parts of the building. Mm-hmm. It's just we would prefer it not to be green, and then more green appearing, sure, more green appearing.
If in fact, again,
Well, you're waiting for the chariot.
Okay,
all right. Okay, we'll talk about that.
That'll be another item for another. Yeah, I like these guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's nice. Now put it all on our shoulders.
Okay. All right. What do y'all want to do? How do y'all want to word it? What, somebody?
Okay. I don't see that they need to come back, but we need to word it to give them both the flexibility of doing the metal if the chariot comes in, but right, switching the color, and then going back to asphalt if the chariot doesn't come in.
I know you circled the color, but application is actually identified the color?
No, it just says replace single roof with metal roof. That's all. It doesn't say anything about color in the application.
So we don't have to change anything in his application. If you want to maybe add a comment, it's not like you're changing a comment. If you want to put a comment.
Can somebody put that in a motion for you? You're wording it.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, jump on it.
So make a motion to add a line to...
Well, I don't know that we need to add a line. We just need to give permission.
It's our recommendation to change color from what was specified.
Well.
Yeah, motion to approve the certificate of application with the amendment to
color. Recommend.
Right.
Yeah, the charcoal, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like you said.
I didn't say it. You just said ditto.
Ditto. Okay.
So
you want to hear a second?
You not to have to come back. That allows right. you to do whatever happens.
You're just replacing what's there. That's okay. That's no problem.
Unless you go to
Woods.
No.
That's true. Then a not there.
Two chariots and a bunch of people walking by.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for keeping that property beautiful.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you for doing it.
All right. So we're down to, okay, Carl Lewis is not here. I don't know that he needs to be here. Okay.
Who found this photo?
Oh, that's mine.
You did that?
Yeah.
I like this one. Don't you like the fact that the railing is only on the second, as opposed to both first mm-hmm. and second floor?
Yeah. And it's a string. It's a string.
Yeah. All right.
Why would you need a railing?
You would.
First, right?
Right. Okay, so when we've got along right to Carl Lewis, and he is not here, and I think I told Terry Stover, who's going to be restoring the house, that since they had already been here before, they didn't need to come back for this purpose. You have a picture of the house, which I gave Terry, and this was a 1965, it was for sale, and they borrowed either $1,000 or $1,500 to restore it after they purchased it, Mr. Bloodworth, I think. So you can see the railing, and from what we can tell, it's similar to what Terry is putting on the house downtown. It was the old phone company on the balcony patio, whatever, second floor patio on the end, what do you call it, deck on the end, on the east side, is very similar to this. It's sort of like plywood with cutouts, sort of, you know. So, and Terry loved that idea. So anyway, I guess, I mean, he was just supposed to come back for this, so I don't know if we need, do we need to do anything, Jeff? Because, I mean, we sort of covered it when he was here the last time that we were going to look for.
I can't remember how that looked.
We asked him for time after,
wait a minute.
So we could research it.
Right, and we okayed everything except
this.
Okay, the minutes for the last time, let's see if it said anything. Yeah, call this, okay. Okay, he was supposed to, as far as the fence, let's see. I don't even see anything on here. He's talking about shutters and all that. Placement of the porch railings had been submitted with the original application. The HBC will be reviewing the porch railings at a later date to allow further research. So we're reviewing it. I don't know if we need to do anything or not, do we?
Well, you did the research.
I did the research, but it said we would review it.
Can't we vote this?
Okay.
As it stands?
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve this type railing on whatever they call it? I don't know what you call it.
I think it's the configuration of the railing and the application of the railing both, right, that we're okay, because we didn't do anything with the railing. Terry brought
right, we were
Pineapple
gonna,
House as the example.
Right, we were going to do research, which I did, and that's what
no
this is.
No other fenestration coming off?
Gingerbread
stuff.
The only other thing is that, you know, he wants a vent up top, that round vent like it's on the Golden Pineapple now, and there wasn't one on this house.
We approved it, though.
Yeah, we did approve that.
We approved for a bigger one than he had.
A bigger one, but, I mean, it wasn't there. I mean,
well, he approved it last time.
He didn't know it.
I think you're limited right now to the railings.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, do I hear a motion to approve the railings and design that you see here in this picture?
I so moved.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you. Okay. So we're down to, historic district reclassification. Jeff, I don't know what you want us to.
We went through the reclassification, reviewed the ordinance in a couple drafts, and the final one was back on in August, actually, and it's kind of put on hold for a little bit before we did the reclassification. We thought we'd do it all at once, we had a notice in the paper and everything directly. So that's what we've done. With these, we have to notice it a few times in the paper, and I think it's three consecutive times, so we've gone through the whole process. So it's been, it's been noticed properly, and we've had plenty of public meetings. So we have not done the full changes. Like I said, this is part of the first step in the process. We'll be coming back. We'll talk to you in a minute about the training kind of session. Then we're going to be doing the form-based code and zoning changes, and then we will likely come back through with some more changes to make it all stick together. But I think that this one was to kind of reclassify one, but also to kind of new demolition portion, and then to correct minor things, but to give the order in a much more user-friendly manner. And so I think it achieves some gains, but it's not the perfect thing yet.
Okay. So then we don't need to do anything on either one of those?
Yeah, this is for tonight. I'm hoping it's for a recommendation to send it to council for their review.
Okay. So the last time that we saw it in this meeting, it was... I know we discussed it when, the ordinance. I don't know did we actually see it in the final form? Did we make any changes the last time we looked at it?
No, last time it was changed back in August 4th is the last draft.
Okay.
We spoke a couple of times about changing parts of it, but we didn't because, you know, I just think it's best to hold off until we see the zoning changes through, so then I know what we have to go back in and alter to make those matches.
When you expect that to take place?
Zoning changes, we have the draft, I just got the draft yesterday. And so we will be going, and I'll talk about that here, I'm going to pass it down. So the final master plan and zoning changes are going to be starting on April 25th before the planning commission. That's for the master plan. Then we're going to have a joint work session on May 11th, and that's going to be on the zoning changes. And then the public workshop on May 12th, and then a downtown form-based code later on that day. And so then we will expect to be before you guys on May 23rd with the draft zoning changes, a work session to work with you guys on how we want to go about the changes. And I think Peggy had asked today in an email, I replied to her, we're hoping to have a training session either the 18th or the 25th of May. So I'm hoping for the 18th, so we have a training session so we can talk about how these are going to fit in with the flow of this. So.
What day is the 18th of the?
That'd be Thursday. Day, yeah.
Thursday. Anybody have a problem with that?
And that's at like
5:30? I told her I'm open anytime. She had said either late afternoon or evening. 4 to 6, anytime in that range is fine with me, or really anytime on that day. So, whatever you guys would like to do.
Does that sound good with y'all?
I don't know if anybody's going. The training in Madison, Georgia is the 19th and 20th, and the reception is the 18th.
Okay, so maybe the 25th will work better.
Just in case anybody's going.
Does 25th work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
As far as it's fine, you can make it work.
All right. Is that okay with you, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you, the 25th of May, Julie?
Sure.
Yeah, 4 to 6, okay, we'll put that
back. 4 to 6 okay with you guys?
Sure.
It's okay with me.
Okay.
Are you still working? Yeah? Oh, okay. Okay, we'll shoot for that then.
And on that now, well, I guess let's finish our.
Yeah, that's where I want to go back to. We skipped. That was, I put down on the end of my list there and I hadn't gotten to it yet. Okay, that's calling that a training session. Okay, backing up to the discussion items, we start with privacy fences.
Well, wait, we didn't finish the actual old business. So, we haven't made a motion to approve it or not recommend approval to the council.
So, make a motion.
What? This is on the classification?
City ordinance and reclassification, yeah.
For both of them?
What troubles me about the reclassification is I think we've been over backwards to call structures that under the strict application of the ordinance, the five different categories, we call it non-historic when in fact it is an intrusion because it's more than 50 years old. You can't call it non-historic under this, under these categories.
Chris, I'm fine if you guys, we've brought that up quite a few times. If you guys want to go back through that pressure to approve this tonight. I just wanted to get it noticed so that we can approve it if we wanted to approve it. But if you want further review of those kind of things, yeah, by all means, let's go through and do that.
When will we do that? Since, I mean, are we saying, I mean, at one of our meetings? Because there's no timeline.
No, but we're not under a strict timeline. Because like you said, we're going to be doing these other changes. But if we want to do that reclassification, because I'm with you, it's interesting language to begin with, to try to fit that in there. Let's bring those back if you want, and we'll do it in the next month's meeting.
Okay.
How would you suggest we do this then as a group? Do we just take a walk? I mean,
he has photographs of all the property and he puts up on a screen and we go through.
Do it that way. I'm open to anything. Would you want Chris just to bring up maybe stop? You can stop in the office. We go through the list or something, and the one that we want to bring back, if you want to do it that way. It could be a while. As last time, we tried to make it through.
If I'm on council and I'm evaluating this proposed classification, I'm going to ask, what difference does it make? What is the impact?
Well, it does, in under this new ordinance, there's a two-part process and review. Right, really a higher level of review for those that are
historic.
And then you've got the demolition thing also, which will be a different category. So, and I think as we get into this, along with the form-based code, we're hoping that it won't be quite as big a difference after that, because then we'll have the kind of form-based that we can use. And we're going to talk about in the training whether we want to go a step further and have some guidelines. So. Anyhow, that's without training session or work session. But I'm fine with if we want to, and Chris maybe stop in next week and we go through the properties that we want to bring up. And I can even, for you, the new members, I had done a Google map where you can just click on the thing and it brings up that picture of the property. And you can see what it's currently classified as. So we can do it that way too.
Is that active now?
Currently not.
Okay.
I can make it reactivate it.
Chris, what's your concern? Tell me again what your concern is.
Okay, just for example, First Baptist Church is over 50 years old. This classification has it non-historic. Non-historic by definition is less than 50 years old.
Less than 50 years old, yet possessing architectural character.
All right, what if it's more than 50 years old?
Yeah.
So less than 50 years old. But this one's more than 50 years old.
Yeah.
Not by much, but.
So it really should be one, either historic, more than 50 years old and contributing to the district, two, historic, obscure, more than 50 years old but not contributing to the character of the district because of substantial but not irreparable changes, or four, intrusion, buildings of any age which detract from the historical character of the district. So it's a real interesting, they don't have one that just kind of says, hey, it's over 50 years old, but hey, we don't really have a problem. There's none of those. You have to either say it's not, not contributing, but character of the district because of a substantial but not irreparable change, or four, intrusion, which in any age, which detracts from the historical character. And so that's why we kept going back to using it as non-historic, because we didn't want to say that it's detracting, but there's in the matrix, there's a block next to missing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because I'm so old, but 50 years, that does not really seem not like that would be such a historic. I would think more, at least 100.
That's just kind of a standard, though. That's just what we go by.
This was back prior to ranches, and
you're just going to take on the stage.
See, that's the problem we had, Julie, is that when we went through it the first time, you know, I think Chris is right, but unfortunately, we just kind of accepted non-home historic because there, I wasn't, or most people weren't comfortable with saying things were intrusions when...
But on, and I, instead of beating my guns, I should be doing or done, or have done my homework. But if I'm a, well, First Baptist Church, is it, would they rather be classified as an intrusion or non-historic when it comes to changes, architectural changes, which is to their interest, their advantage?
You know, I really think that the way that the ordinance currently is set up, I don't think either one of those are really too much difference unless it's a demolition issue, right? Because I think under the way that we review them, is that both of those categories run into that second category, that they're not historic or historic obscure. Those are the ones we have a higher standard for. So it really doesn't matter. So I think, like you said, that's why we brought it back up. You know, by technical language, it's probably, you're probably correct. I mean, it is over 10 years.
I just, my only concern is, I always play the devil's advocate, and I'm the person sitting out there.
Yeah.
And the more convoluted and the more difficult the language, the more we're going to lose the people, and the more we're going to have those people say, to hell with this, I'm going to do whatever I want to do and take my chances. That's my my concern, is that the more you fine-line it, and the more you categorize it, and the more you label it, and the more you try to divide it all up, it all goes into gray. You know, these, we're all like Charlie Brown's parents to these folks if we start talking this, because it really is wah, 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 wah.
So are you saying, though, Monty, would you stick with non-historic or, you know, for these, and not worry about the
details? I'm for kind of shoving some, if we've got some categories that are so close that we don't know whether it's here or here, is there not a way to meld that together? And if it's...
Well, it does somewhat in our, that's what I'm saying, in our ordinance, they are kind of melded in there.
But we still got the language, which scares me. Maybe I'm over-picking this, but...
So if you want to change things...
Yeah, I know. I knew that was what was coming next.
We can go up there again.
Yeah, okay, fine. Will you drive, Julie?
On the way, we got Fred off of the car.
Yeah,
that's my.
And I'll stay home and let y'all enjoy it.
That's my concern, because my homework has been going from the map to text and so forth, and it's kind of like, my God, we're fine-lining a lot of this, which I understand this is state regs, but this is why folks have issues with groups like this, is because it is so fine-lined, and they don't understand it, and they choose not to understand it.
Do we have an opportunity to, I know you can't change state statute, but to add language for clarification?
I think that is the clarification. I mean, those definitions are the ones that, you know, because I've looked around at other jurisdictions just to see if they're using something else, but now they're all using that exact same, you know, code, state statute, just plugged into every single one that I've found. So, you know, I don't know how to get around it. It's kind of, I think an interpretation thing, and I think you
should. Read historic and scared. Can you read historic and scared real quick? Because that, you'd almost say, what? That's a historic meaning, because to your point, it's over 50. So, you know, years.
Yeah,
which
so
is,
here you go. Here's your choices. Historic, more than 50 years old, and contributing to the district. That's the
Hang on. And contributing to the district. It's got to have both.
Yeah, that's the double. So then the matrix, that's the...
Okay, so there's the ranch house, whatever, is not contributing to the district.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So historic appear more than 50 years old, check the one box there, but not contributing to the character of the district because of substantial but not irreparable change. So you've got one box checked, the other box checked, right? Okay. less than 50-year-old, yet possessing architectural character. So those are the ones that, oh, well, they're nice, right? They've got architectural, they possess architectural character and they're less than 50 years old. Intrusions are buildings of any age which detract from the historical character. Okay? So once we come back to the ones which are more than 50 years old, but they don't really detract, but, you know, the ranch homes, like the ones that are along, you know, there are a nice ranch home, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really detracting from the character, but, you know, it's not adding, you know.
I'd be tempted to say historic.
We just have null and void, see?
Yeah, I'd be tempted to put a historic obscure because I think it checks 2.5 of the boxes.
Well, it's not that it won't be an issue once we're all in agreement as to each house within the historic district, how we place that house.
How are we placing it, and then how are we going to go forward, with any things, right? So
it's that first effort of making sure that each one of these buildings fits into that, and we're satisfied with the category that it fits in.
Because, if you go to, you know, the critical ones are going to be the historic, right? Because that's the one that we probably want the most protection on.
That's the one you want to have those correct, right?
You want to protect those.
And then I think the second level is those historic obscured, where the ones that you think you might be able to
sell.
Somebody might take it back and really repair it and get it back to it, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the third level, and so that's what I'm thinking between this intrusion and non-historic, where I don't mind bringing those back before you guys go. Mm-hmm.
Let's do that the next meeting. I'm not Peggy, and I'll tell her about it, but just if you could go through that list and just pick, you know, just click on the one that shows us the pictures or whatever, just those. Okay.
I'll be glad to, Jeff.
No, I mean, if you just, and we'll just settle it once and for all what we think about.
I do think that's the key word, settle it once and for all.
Right, the two. Those two classifications.
And, you know, it is up to us to keep this up to date and review this, say, every 5-10 years anyhow. So we need to revisit this in the future. But, you know, I think we should do that and be comfortable with that. And then we do that, if you want, you can either choose tonight to table this, all of it, for further review.
Okay.
Or you can recommend approval of the ordinance stipulated on the finalization of the reclassification at next
time. So, I move we table it until move through.
Should we do it separately?
Yeah.
Let's table the historic district reclassification till the next meeting and look through the pictures.
Okay.
And do we need to do that?
We have to have a motion.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to review that at our next meeting?
Yes. Table that.
Table it until the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
It's time.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you. Okay, now the ordinance. The ordinance, is it online for us to look at? Or it?
Yeah, and I'll send it off to you, too, if you just want me to send it.
Y'all want to just look it over between now and next meeting, or you want to approve it for now?
So
they haven't been here since August. Yeah, Fred and Julie.
Jeff, is this the January 17th, 2017 draft?
No, which one do you have?
I've got January 17th, 2017.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's the same. It should be the same. So let's get the final one, I'll get it off to everyone.
Make sure we're all looking at the same one.
Okay, let's try to settle both of these at the next meeting and get it off. We talked about it every time. So do we need a motion then to table that for the next meeting after you send this to us tomorrow or the next day, and we've got a month to look at it, right?
So moved.
Okay, is that a second? That was Fred. Second, anybody?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you. Okay, so, and I had another question, that training session you're talking about, you said the 25th, did you mean April or May? May, okay, make sure, because I mean, we still got, I mean, it could have been this, the training, okay.
And so, on the APPC event and whatever the training event up and the conference up in
Yeah, Madison.
Is it Madison?
Yeah, Madison.
Okay, so, I think it was put by Fred or Michelle, that, you know, can we use HPC funds to do that? I think you guys have to make a motion to use that.
One piece of that was just, when you go in to sign in, you either are a member or you pay to be a member when you go to the conference.
We're not members.
We're not members. It's would be $10 per an individual to sign up, and it's $30 for a commission, a preservation commission, to sign up to be a member, to then get information and membership.
And is that a 12-month?
It is a 12-month.
Supply of information and so forth, so things would continue updates.
Yes, that would be a 12-month.
So doesn't that seem $30 well worth?
Well, I think I at least thought I'd ask it, just rather than I'll spend my 10 bucks if I'm going. Or
who's going?
I believe I'm going.
What's,
I could fall through, but
what are the dates? I forgot. That is it.
It's the 19th.
18th and
19th. 18th is the little reception beforehand, and the 19th, and then till I think lunch on the 20th, okay. Saturday.
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday. May.
Okay. So you're the only one going so far?
I'm seriously.
So Chris, you're thinking about also?
Yeah, I looked at the.
I was too. I had. If I can work it in.
Terrific. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
If Dr. Reap's teaching, which he is, it's a darn good class.
Do they allow staff to do
it? Oh, sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, the city.
Unfortunately, you saw this time online.
Yeah,
right. Yep.
I'll see if I can go.
Yeah, you've got a break in there, the 16th to the 23rd.
Sometimes even just making contacts.
Yep. He's a good one.
Also making it known that we're community, it's making an effort. You know, so it's both sides. You're making contacts to come back, bring things here, but also to make our presence known.
Absolutely.
With the larger group.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
It is a beautiful
It is gorgeous.
So
now we need to talk about the money.
Right,
I was just trying to figure out how many we're going, this
which,
what kind of money we're talking
motion
about.
Did we need to?
I think a motion to expend.
Okay, the motion to to join the state preservation
for all of them, for everybody,
for the commission HPC,
yeah,
to join.
Sure, we'll just pay individually.
What's that?
Like if I go, I expect to pay $10. What about you?
But if we join,
you don't have to pay
the $10.
If you go to register for it, I haven't registered, because if you go to register, you got to pay $10
if you're not
a member.
So we're just asking for $30. Is that what we're talking about? Okay.
Well, that's, yeah.
All right, hold on.
I think this is just get you in that door. There's more expenditure behind it.
To make the motion to extend funds towards this conference.
Okay.
Including membership and possible stipends or whatever.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
I'm going to investigate on how much we have in the budget, and I like to be able to pay some of that for you guys to go do this.
So how do we make a motion? We don't really know what we're talking about.
Spend funds towards this, and
don't you have to have an amount? I mean, you can't just.
We're initially spending the $30 to
right.
join.
Right.
And we have a little over $1,000, which everyone has told me they have no idea how we're going to ever spend it. This seems like a $30 expenditure out of that fund.
Yeah, it is.
Wise expense. So I move that we at least authorize the joining of this.
Of the Georgia Alliance of Preservation Commissions.
Yes, for the cost of $30.
Okay, so I hear a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you. Okay, so that's, all right, so, and then, I mean, before when I went, the last time when I went here, Dr. Reef, it was, y'all paid my motel room. And I'm not asking y'all to do that, I just didn't pay my own, I don't know what y'all are talking about doing, but.
Well, I went, I paid all my expenses.
Yeah, I usually do, and I've done a lot, but that was the only time that we took money out of this for.
So just as deep, it's what, $150, I think, for the conference? And then you would have hotels, so you've got a couple options.
So we gotta pay for.
You could potentially say, you're gonna pay the registration fee, or you're gonna pay registration fee and expenses, there's a couple of different levels.
Well, maybe they could pay the registration and you could pay the expenses.
Okay, I mean, I don't care, I'm just saying, we had the money and that's what we did the last time. So if there's.
Then if we're sending four members, we're then approving the expenditure of $600.
And 30.
And $30, well, we've already authorized the 30, but then we're gonna authorize another 600 for four people to go.
Now I hear a motion to that.
I'll make a motion that we authorize the expenditure of four.
Up to, in case some of us can't go.
Up to four people going and paying the registration fee of $150 each, not to stretch any further than an expenditure of 600 for the conference.
Sound good, anybody want a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Somebody make a motion to have a bake sale next year.
We're counting you to have that, you said you'd help us with city funds, we're counting.
Money's passing the half of the Episcopal Church, we'll just piggyback on that.
Hey, the Episcopal Church got plenty of money.
We gotta, if you take continuing education to improve your skills in your current job, it's a tax write-off. Do we get tax write-off for improving the skills in a current job?
Okay, donations, right?
The logic is the same.
The city's a nonprofit, so we're donating, right?
It's an architecture class.
Well, I think we have to be forward-thinking, though, that at some point we need to, we've just depleted the fund. We need to think in some way how we can raise some funds to then give us more money to work with next year if there's a conference.
$100,000, was that from the?
That was a tour of homes that we split with a Presbyterian church when Ann Stacy was chair of the HBC.
Where does the tour of homes money go now?
Oh, it's a Presbyterian church, still does it, right? Or do they, somebody else do it, who's doing it?
And now we go to the visitor center.
Are the visitor centers doing it now?
And is that set in stone?
Well, who's gonna do the work, that's the way it is, who's gonna do the work?
They do all the work.
Yeah.
They get the houses, they get the people to do it and all, so they show them the money.
Nobody wants to do it anymore.
If we wanted to do that, I think that'd be something else.
Right. It seems that if we're going to do anything, it needs to be in connection with historic homes and gardens or something to be a fundraiser. So that could be something we can discuss later.
Yeah, we need to discuss that later, I think they've had problems lately getting homes, churches, or anything else to participate because it's so much work to get your place fixed up. And so people, this past time, we didn't have much this last time because they were begging people to, and they were just opening churches and people were disappointed and didn't get to see.
A Christmas tour, what about just a home tour?
Well, it's the same work, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just what I've heard, everybody.
But it's not as much work because you don't have to decorate.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about that later, but right now we're gonna get everybody to this meeting. So we voted right on that, so is there anything else we need, under those kind of topics, is there anything else we need to do? Okay, well then we'll move on down to the discussion items. I'm gonna skip around, y'all don't mind. HPC representative for the, Gateway property downtown, I've served on that, I was chairman when that started and they appointed me, nothing's changed, in fact they hadn't been having meetings lately and I told Peggy I just soon continue on, you know, since I've been there through the process and she had no problem, there's no reason to change or anything unless y'all just want to. Also moving the HPC meeting dates, to make it before the planning commission instead of after.
That's a given in my mind.
So what do y'all, how do y'all feel, what do y'all want?
What about planning? Jeff, if you approach planning with this?
They're fine with that move.
Should we be the second?
We switched on our calendars, but, you know, we had heard nothing. So we've got it already scheduled that way, so if you guys, you know, but if we're fine, switch it back.
Do we need to make a motion to do that? I hear a motion to change it. To switch with the planning commission for their meeting, we'd be the second Tuesday instead of the third. Does that work for everybody?
No.
Okay, any?
Okay, you made a motion, you need a motion, a second, and all that.
Yeah, who's?
You made a motion? I'll make the motion.
Okay, who's the second?
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
Second, third.
Second.
Second Tuesday.
Yeah, I've got my book club.
You do?
I can now.
Oh, you can, I thought you said, okay, I'm sorry, I thought you were crying, told you couldn't, okay.
I can today.
Excuse me, the last thing on here was privacy fences. I thought that that gentleman was supposed to come to us.
He will, DJ went to, speak to him about it.
It's Mike D's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, he presented him with his certificate of appropriateness, and it was from 2006.
Excuse me.
He, certificate of appropriateness put up that fence. And so, DJ, he didn't know, he brought it back, and Michelle said, well, you know, there's a 6-month window for that. And so, you know, Michelle never told him there was a 6-month window. That wasn't part of our normal practice. So, in his defense, yes, I can see where, you know, not everyone knows our ordinances, and so I deal with that daily. So we are putting that, and I've told Michelle she needs to put that in every letter that we write, and in every approval, you know, you've got this certain, because almost all of our ordinances has a time frame you have to do this kind of work, no matter which area you're working in. So, so I called him, and I talked to him, and I said, you know, he was very upset to begin with, because he thought, you know, he was in the right, and then not knowing. And I said, well, you know as well as I do, ignorance of the law is no, you know, the old story. And I said, so, you know, the normal practice is you have to come back and get another certificate of appropriateness. I said, I can go back before them, and I can talk about it tonight. I said I knew it would be on the agenda to discuss. And I said, I'll go back before them, and if they're fine with the material and what it looks like, and you know, they don't see that you should change it, then to grant you approval on that. Or do they want to bring you back and to go back before that? And so he was fine with that, and, you know,
the problem I have is the style of that fence. I don't think we ever approve a fence. It's not like a picket fence unless it's some kind of iron or something. Even then,
on the back fence.
Mm. That's not, yeah, but that's a street too. I mean, that's a corner lot.
Where is it?
It's at Bartlett Street, right by the cemetery. It's Bartlett and Bryant. Yes, there's two. You know, the Charlie Smiths on Highway, and then there's two new ones up. It's the second one. It's the one that's...
Well, I guess rather than saying, would we have ever, do we know what that other approval
was?
Yeah,
that was?
Yeah.
I will investigate that, but this is something else we will be talking about in
the
next
month. Meeting. Oh, that's 11 years. I mean, that's hard.
Yeah. Well,
things have changed.
Yeah, but this goes to exactly, you know, my big beef with all of this is that we, and I told Peggy when we something the city does, and I don't approve of it, I've never worked in a jurisdiction where it's so faulty, and that's because we don't do a record of finding, and, and so we need to have better standards, and we have to be able to hold them to what we approve, and we need to be able to show them and agree that, to this, and not just say, well, we said that, and that's what they agreed to. We, that does not happen, especially 2 years down the line. So, we're gonna talk about this in detail at the training session, but, no, I can get you, we're gonna go back, we're gonna find the minutes, if you guys approve the fence, that's all it's gonna say.
Yeah, that's what amazes me, that we have guidelines that say picket fences, and so at some point it was approved for somebody to put up a privacy fence.
And once again, Kay, this goes back to, your ordinance is referring to a guideline that is non-exist.
That's what our book is.
No, I mean, that's not the guideline that's referenced in your ordinance. I mean, now, when we change this, you can look at the language that's in there now. Yes, it refers to accepted guidelines by you guys, right? But you guys, it's not the one's reference.
What makes it not? I mean, it's the one that was, the study that was done by the city to come up.
We got it right here.
The booklet that, talking about, yeah.
And so, so he went for a certificate of approval in 2006, correct? And it was approved. Is there a copy of that document?
That's what he said, it'll be a minute.
There'll just be a minute, there won't be.
I doubt we have it back from 2006, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go look and investigate.
Sure.
But I, you know, what happened was.
What are the odds?
They started seeing a lot of this stuff done, and some of it got seen in the third day, others.
Bless you.
What I will do is investigate that and then get back to you guys.
Well, I'm not clear on where the guidelines that we use, the booklet that we use, what it was done for, if it's not our guidelines. I mean, what?
Well, for one thing, it says that you have to accept user guidelines, right?
Uh-huh.
For your historic district or whatever. That also, guidelines should be kept up to date because guidelines change too with what's allowed, right? For like signage and looking at colors and things like that, you know, things that we're not allowed to, we're not allowed under Georgia state code to require. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's, those are the things. And so, if you look at the plan, let's go ahead and look at our.
Things like signs and all, that falls under the ordinances, but what I'm talking about, the style guidelines where.
Okay, so here's what your ordinance said, that you're functioning under right now. When considering an application for certificate of appropriateness to existing buildings, the Secretary of the Interior standards of rehabilitation shall be used as a guideline along with any other criteria adopted by the commission. When considering the applications for certificate of appropriateness for new construction, the city of St. Mary's, Georgia's new construction design guidelines shall be used as a guideline for new construction design guidelines.
There's a section in our booklet on it.
Are we talking about this?
Yeah.
There's a section in there on new construction.
Well, there's a section on fences. As a general.
Yeah, I know.
That's not what this. And that says for only new construction. That's what your ordinance says, right?
Yeah,
which you guys, I brought that up before you guys, and you told me you did not recognize that. That is not recognized.
Did not recognize what?
This, Kay.
No, this isn't.
No, you guys never accepted that.
No, we didn't. That's right. I'm not going by this. I'm talking about the booklet.
Are you talking about this?
Yes.
1987, Galen and Associates.
Galen Associates, St. Mary's Historic District Guideline Study, June 30th, 1986.
Yeah, which is not what this says. And so that's what I'm saying. you guys have not accepted any guidelines that I can ever track down in this whole process that you guys agree with and you adopted and accepted, okay? And so that's my problem. When you guys review this for the next month, let's make sure we have what we want written in here. Because quite frankly, that's what we're going to be talking about at that training session too. I mean, we've got to have this down going forward, because I'm with Monty, just like he brought up. Look at it from their perspective. You guys have in an ordinance refer to documents that aren't even, no one can find and review. And so we need to have that.
I think what it reinforces is the opinion that they have, which is we're arbitrary. It's, you know, whether it's Tuesday or whether it's Thursday or whether it's May or whether it's June, how going to rule on something. It has to be in black and white, and we have to have that to back us up if we're ever challenged. I mean, it's one thing for people to come in and say, you know, Terry Stover says, I want to do anything and everything I can to make it right. I want it to be right for the community. And it's another thing for the Episcopal Church to come in and say, we're not locked to a color. These are very generous people and want to make the downtown right. But we could have next meeting, we could have someone who is standing with an attorney outside in the lobby, and it could turn very ugly very early, because we don't have anything to back us up.
Well, I'm just confused as why that study was ever done, this galleon, whatever, why it was ever done if that was not our guidelines. I don't understand.
I'm not saying that you can't adopt that. And that's what
we have to adopt it. We have to do it formal.
There's a lot of stuff in here that,
right.
You know.
That are not, it's not, like, that's what I'm saying. It's not up to date. It's not
right.
What you're wanting.
Well, what are we going to do?
Talk about that at the training.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that probably should change.
Yeah.
For us to update.
There are forms out there for us to even pay a consultant to update our guidelines if we want to do that. And so that's kind of what I want to get into in the next
update.
And so let's have that conversation with that training session. We can work with some of the kind of ones that we've got, I'll have examples of. And just start talking about those next steps. Because, you know, I'm not saying that there's not parts of that guideline that you want to keep and you don't feel allowed to use, but we just have to be sure when we go, when we start dealing with the public, because I'm with Monty, I work in jurisdictions where there's more lawyers out there than there are citizens. That's never fun.
Yeah, George Beaver was out there quoting stuff like this, and why are you letting it happen? This doesn't allow you to. So, yeah, we just need to clean up.
All right.
Got some cleanup.
Okay, is there anything else?
That's for the 25th, correct?
Yeah.
Well, sort of marrying Galen and Associates with the privacy fences, there's a comment in Galen and Associates about discouraging raw wood.
Yeah.
So.
No, unpainted wood.
Unpainted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And that's probably what. What about painting the property fences?
I also want you guys, and I think when we talk about this, what we find on the certificate program is from 2006 or whatever. But I also want you to look at it from their perspective and his perspective too. That if he thought he had a certificate of appropriateness, and honestly no one told him that he had 6 months to do anything, that I wouldn't say he's defensible on that, but still, you know, do we want to go down a road where likely he's going to be back in knowing the privacy fence, he'll probably be back in and suddenly we have to redo it.
And
he should have gotten a letter saying he was approved, and maybe
he did
get that, but he didn't. The letter said it was good for 6 months.
Well, I guarantee you it didn't say it was good for 6 months, because I've been having Michelle go back on all of our materials and put, you know, that kind of language.
Okay.
But we had this happen in something else, and I said, Michelle, do you know if it said anything about 6 months? And she said, probably not.
Now, there's language in our ordinance about, in effect, hardship variances, and you got I'm very familiar with that block of West Bryant Street. And Mike Dees has behind his house two of the worst eyesores in the entire city.
They are cleaning them up though now.
Yeah, they're getting a little better, but Big Jim's junk shop isn't going anywhere. I'm thinking that's going to continue, I bet you. And you can understand. I'm sure if he could have.
My property, I got corners on there that are totally horrible. That, you know, I need to put a privacy fence. They got a vacant lot, a corner, two corners of lots that people do nothing with. And so there's opportunity for improvements.
But I think that, you know, that's what the design guidelines, we can start, you know, if we want to go a step further, we want to start saying, you know, we want to look at materials and all that stuff, that's where design guidelines can help us kind of navigate some of that.
Well, and that's the way a true historic group works. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do ask for, if something's going to be done, you ask for the photographs, you ask for the materials and so forth. So
I guess it's... I have done that.
Yeah.
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, well, I appreciate, you know, and I think we're moving in the right direction. I know you guys sometimes it seem that way, but I do think that we're heading that way, and I'm excited by what's going to happen in the next year or two. Don't get scared yet.
I'm not scared. I'm just discouraged. It just seems like everything that we have ever done is wrong. And everything, and even if we get it all straightened out, there's going to be some, it's going to be a problem with some. I just get frustrated.
You've never had a planner as a director.
No.
They don't know what planning, they don't know what these ordinances are.
I got you.
I run every day, I spend 75% of my day trying to get out of the messes they didn't use the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
So why did we have this?
You know, I know.
Question. Well, what were you going by? What were you all going by? And so, you know, I'm a very, constitutionalist, if you want to call it. But I am. I mean, I really go by those ordinances, and I've been in areas where, you know, they do a very good job of that. And you can see this, and we'll go through the training session, you know, even down to the staff reports, the way the meetings are run, we are way off into our own kind of area that
sure.
No other jurisdiction I've ever worked with, from the small podunk town in Kansas or Illinois to a big city, that it's a pretty traditional way of doing things, and we don't do it that way. So.
I'm not questioning your ability to straighten it all out. I think you're the best thing that's happened to us. I really do. And I'm not saying that to flatter you, because I've worked with two or three others before you, and I know what you're doing, and I appreciate what you're doing. It's just, you know, like maybe 5 years from now we get somebody else who walks in here and says everything that y'all did is wrong, because I know how to do it. And we never quite get to a point where we can actually count on anything in our code or anything in our guidelines or anything that's actually right, because it's an opinion of somebody.
We're going to correct that. We're going to make that happen.
But it changes from man to man.
But
it shouldn't.
I know. Here's what it's still the optimist of me thinks, is that I'm amazed you guys haven't been sued.
Oh, we are too. We are too.
That speaks to how well you guys do have done your job, because you really have done it without the professional telling you what you should. And that's, I mean,
doing great.
At often these meetings, you don't even have the city attorney sitting there with you to help the planner guide his way through these things.
Nobody slashed your
time. But you guys have done it on your own. Pat just holds them back. I'm serious about that.
Yeah, well, we're just citizens who volunteer. We're not always, you know, we're not lawyers. Yeah, I know, we're not lawyers. And we know we're not going to do it perfectly, but how can people keep volunteering for this if they don't have all this great expertise and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'll say, you step back, and certainly in the time I've been here, which means the time you've been here, there's been a tremendous amount of positive things.
Yeah.
Houses that have been reconstructed rather than torn down.
Right, right.
Things that have been saved.
I'm thinking about how it looks now as opposed to how it looked.
Yeah, right.
Just 14 years.
It looks a whole lot.
So I think, yeah, I know that the daily nitty gritty, there's always that, but when you step back and say what has been the overall result of the effort from this and the community, which, you know, then, you know, I think it's.
Yeah, I know.
But it is continuing.
It's just that every time, you know, I've been in charge of a meeting, when we vote on something, I keep wondering, well, is this going to hold up more than 5 minutes? Because, I mean, I just, it changes. It just like, I mean, you can't keep up with what changes. I can't. Maybe I'm too old, but I just can't keep up with what changes from month to month, you know, is what we did that was right or wrong. Or
I hate to keep you another couple minutes, but I've got something I've got to get off my chest, and it's the elephant in the room that just happened tonight.
Okay.
The comment about city workers cutting down trees. Is that not exactly what we're talking about? How did that happen? If there was an historic property with trees that were being in question, and who's got the right of way, how far does the right of way go in? And now we find out that a lot has totally been denuded of all trees, and the owners of the lot had nothing to say with it. It didn't come before us. The city overstepped us. They overstepped the homeowner to slice down everything on the. To me, that follows exactly what you're talking about.
Am I going to have to send DJ over to the public works?
You might have to. Let me.
Seriously, I mean, it's true.
Let me address it for just a second.
Went over into the fire.
Exactly. No, I think what happened is the tree that was out on the corner, maybe, I don't know if it dropped the limb or somebody got worried about it. So they came, Public Works came, and I looked, there were like five trucks with buckets and stuff, and they cut off like one or two limbs. And Peggy Trader went by, and she saw it, and I went by, and I saw it, and we thought, well, the tree looks worse now because there's hardly any limbs left on it, right? So somebody must have complained and said it looked ugly and that basically got killed, I guess, because they cut the limbs. So they came back and they took out that whole, there were massive azaleas. There used to be a house there with big azaleas and oak trees and all, and it's every bit gone. It's just cut off ground level, you know, and I would be really ticked off if I was her about those azaleas, if nothing else.
What street are we talking about?
We're talking about Reddy and Conyers. You know what Methodist Church is, right? That here is right across the street. It's a big lot. It's clear. There's one house in the middle of it.
It's
only
one that's got
an empty
lot.
Well, yeah. I'm the newbie, and I even drove by and thought.
Oh, I knew it when she said that.
Was that decided prior to me being on the committee?
I thought, well, good, they're cleaning out all that debris. Mm-hmm. It looks so like the next thing I go by, I thought, good God, going after that.
I think they probably didn't stop to figure out where the right-of-way was because those trees sat right on the crest of the hill before. There's like a sort of little ditch there, mm-hmm. and it sat just inside that ditch. There's like two or three oak trees. And I think they probably thought that that ditch belonged to the city and that was, you know, on the right of way. I don't think they stopped to figure it out.
So is,
but they were like,
that has to be addressed. Don't we mm-hmm. have to?
It's awful late. I don't know what you can
well,
do.
Well, not on that one, but.
But the tree board, see, Bobby Moore attends the tree board. And he sits there, and they decide if it's private property. I mean, I go when there's something in the district. I didn't hear about that one, but now Peggy's here, and I just step aside. Maybe I should keep going. But they decide if it's public or private, if it's a right of way. And Bobby is always there, which this is what amazes me. That's what I'm saying. They must have thought that that ditch belonged to the city, and if these people have a survey, you know, I don't know what to say.
The point. Now, you're right, they're nice people, mm-hmm. but they could sue.
Oh, yeah.
How much is a oak tree that big worth? A lot.
And 90-year-old azaleas.
Yeah, well, that's what I say, is because the trees were getting old, and they had dropped, I'm sure, some limbs and all. It was, everything was grown up in the azaleas. These people live out of town, I guess they just weren't here overseeing it.
I made a note to follow up on that while we were talking, so I'll report back to you guys at the next meeting.
It's another one of those points, though, where I do a double swallow, mm-hmm. because here's someone the owner informing us of something that we should have known and been aware of on this side of the table. And we were, I was blindsided, we were all blindsided that this was something that happened, and the owners have questions and aren't really happy about it.
At the same time, she's doing her own work.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Now, I was floored when I saw it, I knew it was too late. When I saw it, I knew it was too late. That's why I didn't bring it up.
But it has to be brought up.
I know, but I mean, I didn't bring it up at the time. It was already on the ground. There was like 7 trucks, and I'm riding by, and I mean, I don't have the authority to stop and say,
no,
what's wrong
no,
with you?
None of that.
You know,
so. But we have to ensure that that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Oh, she, yeah, I told Renee to send her the notices instead of me.
Okay.
But I don't know that this was on it. I don't know if it looked like a tree fell, it started dropping limbs, and Bobby went over and took it down.
That's why I'm going to follow up. Okay. I'm going to make sure that it was on it, because if it's not on it, those are the things that have to be on it, so that we have some mechanism of...
We can build back our fund by finding public works.
Yeah, there you go.
We got a
revenue stream. There you go.
$1,000.
Everything cut down, we get $1,000. Okay, so then our next meeting will be on the second Tuesday. Is that correct? Or do we start now?
Yeah, it will be next month.
Second Tuesday of May. So y'all make that note that next.
When is the date that is?
The ninth. Wow, it seems so early.
It is on now.
Okay, Ben, anything else?
Yeah, I just put, bear with me. Yes. April 26th, is that our workshop?
May 25th.
4 to 6. Thank you.
Anything else? I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, if y'all turn off your lights and don't take off. Well, I...